You mentioned before in an interview that you have a lot of institutional knowledge. That's sort of one of your strengths that you brought to council. Who do you see filling that role now that you're stepping down?
Probably the current members of council that have the most institutional knowledge with the history. I think Thor Williams has a lot, and Leif Albertson has a lot. And then, of course, the city clerk has a lot also. I mean, not a member of council, but she has a lot of institutional knowledge. She's been in that role for, I want to say, about 10 years.
With less state funding, how do you think the city is coping?
Well, I think what we've seen, I mean, as everybody knows, the state government revenues have dropped in the past 3-4 years with the lower prices of oil and lower production. We've seen revenues drop. We've seen budget cuts at the state level, which impacts us. You know, there's jobs that have gone away in Bethel and across the state. And specifically, the biggest cut's been in capital projects. So we used to have a, you know, $1 to $2 billion a year capital expenditure in the state. And now we're down to, I'm going to say a couple, you know, it goes from $2 billion to, you know, $200 million. And all that's all in matches for federal projects, primarily road projects. So we're seeing almost no capital here now, and we're seeing reduced services. We're seeing reduced services across the board. There's been a lot of pressure to cut school spending. There's been a lot of pressure to cut, you know, less troopers, less jails, things like that. The default is a city and other local governments have to. So we have to be aware of not having to pay for things that the state's supposed to be doing. That's been an issue. We also have to realize our expectations is that going forward, the state, I think at least for the next decade, the state is not going to be the piggy bank where we can just go and get things as we need them. We have to be more self-sufficient. One of the things the city has done is has become more self-sufficient. A good example is a sewer lagoon rehabilitation project. You know, for like a lot of years, that was a state capital request. It never got funded. Well, the city went out over a period of time and got funding, put that together from multiple sources, including federal Village Safe Water, DEC funding, and then some grants, some bonds, and some, you know, spending our own cash, which is the taxpayers' money. And we put together a package and got the sewer lagoon rehabilitated and bought some water and sewer trucks. And there was a big, you know, infrastructure package. And that was without a state capital appropriation. So that's an example of doing things without a state capital appropriation.
How do you think that can be applied to other needs that the city has?
Well, the next big project that came after that is the Avenues project that's on scope for to go in next year to expand water and sewer through 6th and 7th Avenues and down around Main Street, down by Nicholson's.
Bethel has a long history with alcohol, and the policy has changed a lot over the last couple years, yet the public still seems unsatisfied with the current state. What do you think the next step in the process is, and how can the council better listen to what the public needs are?
Well, the public wants a lot of different things. It's based on what individual people want. I've said this before, but as a member of council, making decisions on alcohol policy has always been, to me, has been the most difficult. It's very emotional. People's lives are at stake. There's a lot of strong feelings on every which side. And you also have to look at, you have to balance, you know, you have to look at public safety. You have to look at public health. And you also have to look at personal, individual personal liberties. Sometimes people forget that. And there's also an economic factor. So you basically have four corners of the pyramid that you have to try to balance and look at what's the best policy going forward. Very few people are ever totally satisfied with any policy. I know there's a lot of people in our community that don't want to see any liquor sales at all. The majority of the people have been, you know, through the various votes, don't want to be under local option because there's some concerns with that. You know, there's the felonies for bootlegging. There's the limits. There's the database. There's the, you know, giving young kids hard criminal records that could last them for a lifetime. So there's some concerns with that. There's a lot of concerns with that. I realize that most of our surrounding communities don't want to see a lot of alcohol sales in Bethel either because they say some of the problems go back to the communities, which there's got to be some truth in that. One of the things that we've tried to look at is reasonable regulations for existing liquor licenses, which including getting a conditional use permit, looking at distances from schools, adequate parking, hours of operation, security, things like that. Bethel did propose a set of laws that got passed. When we did have one liquor store that appeared to operate irresponsibly. The council did protest the renewal of that license, and that was upheld by the ABC board. So, you know, that's when the AC liquor store got shut down. I personally never wanted the AC liquor store in that location. I voted to protest it originally, you know, 3 years ago. I voted not to rescind the protest when we did have the first liquor stores go in, and I supported protesting it this time for the renewal. So that liquor store went away. We have an opportunity now. Maybe we can have some more responsible vendors in the future. Like I said, it's very controversial. Those are always hard decisions, and you have to do, you know, what is the best for the people? What is the best for the people of Bethel? Some of the things we've tried to work on is, you know, like even through this alcohol task force, let's try something different. Let's try education, have the city do some education. We did some posts on Facebook, and it's something the city can do. I've taken the stance of encouraging that the vendors voluntarily put in limits on how much they sell. That hasn't been met with much success. I would consider make it not voluntary if we can't have voluntary limits, but I'd like to see limits on sale. I'd like to see when somebody goes to a liquor store in Bethel, if they were limited to how much they could buy, one or two bottles of hard liquor at a time, I think would help some of our problems versus walking out with, you know, large amounts.
Was there any particular code that you updated or got on the books that you're really proud of?
I will say that I'm most proud of my time on city council is we did get the pool funded. A lot of people don't remember that was a big battle to get that funded. There was a lot of people, a big community effort to get that funded, to say we want to do it. There was a lot of opposition amongst council in the past and other people against the pool, and there was a big fight to get that funded.
There have been criticisms about the pool being a strain, or the funding of the fitness center being sort of a strain on the city. Do you have a comment or response to those criticisms?
It is a substantial financial commitment, but the whole intent of bringing in the pool and the fitness center was to improve the quality of life for our people. And a lot of people's quality of life has improved. It is within the roles of local government. It is within the traditional roles of local government to fund parks and recreation type projects, to fund pools, to fund community centers. This is not something out in left field. This is something that cities, boroughs, counties do. So it's appropriate for us to do so.
Words of advice or wisdom in general for some of our incoming council members?
What I've always tried to do is okay, I've been doing this for a while, so I've been doing this for 9 years, and I got into it because I, believe it or not, I mean, this is going to sound corny, but I wanted to help our community. And to me, it hasn't been politics, but it's been public service, and it's been community service, and that's how I've always viewed it. So I would like, you know, I would encourage anybody to think of it as public service versus politics. It's been my honor and privilege to have been on council for 9 years. Really thankful for the people that showed me their support. I've been elected mayor 4 times. Thankful for the members of council for showing me their support and confidence, and I've done a good job, and I've made a little mark, and like to say I've made Bethel a little better place than it was before. I have a lot of hope for the future.